Hello.
Hello, my name is Jasmine. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I was inquiring. I had a charge on my debit account, and I never made a purchase.
Yes, sir. Can I get that first and last name, and I'll be able to help you with those charges today, along with providing that company, name of that company that charged you.
Okay. It's Reed, R-E-I-D. Last name is Grundman, Grundman.
Can you repeat that, sir?
What? I'm sorry?
Can you repeat that first name? The spelling of the first name?
Sure, it's G as in George, R-U-N as in Nancy, D as in Donald, M-A-N.
And can I get that last name spelling?
That is the last name.
Can I get that first name, sir?
Reed, R-E-I-D.
And Reed is R-E-I-D.
Yep.
Give me one moment while I look up that account. Can you verify the address on the account today?
I don't know. I didn't make a charge.
Yes, sir, but I did find an account with your name on it, and the email they have on file is reedgrubman@gmail.com.
That's my email, but I didn't make a purchase.
Yes, sir. However, it is a purchase made within your name because an account was found within your name. Can you verify the address that's on file, sir?
I don't know what address you have.
Your shipping
I
address
just
or
recently
whatever.
moved, so.
In Hastings, Minnesota, 55033.
That's it.
Okay, can you verify the address that's on the account today?
It's 399 Frederick Circle.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment while your account is loading onto my system so I can assist you with those charges.
Like her hot dish? Delish.
Hello, Mr. Reed. I do have that account pulled up, and what was the charge you was inquiring about on the account today?
$62.35.
On what day, sir? Hello?
Yes.
On what day?
Did you get that?
No, sir.
It was $67.32.
Yes, sir. On what date?
Today is when that came through.
Yes, sir. I do see a charge for today on April 2nd for
Okay, I understand
$67.32.
all that. The reason I'm calling is I did not make a purchase.
Yes, sir. However, that charge was declined and was not credited after your Visa card ending in 4179. And you did state, however, that you didn't authorize the charges on the account, correct?
I didn't authorize a charge. I
Yes.
didn't make a purchase.
Yes, sir. So since you didn't authorize the charge, I'd be glad to get this account canceled and this sweep states canceled out as well. Once I'm done canceling out this sweep states and notating the account, I'll provide you a confirmation number and get you over to that supervisor in that fraud department.
She's claiming it's fraud. She's going to connect me with the fraud department.
Don't give them
I'm not going to give them any information. They got everything. They got my address. They got my
You
No, but she had it. She had Hastings, Minnesota 55033. She had my email account. Well, they're not going to get paid. It's already canceled. My credit card's canceled. So it's really, or not.
Yes, sir. Let me know when you're ready for that confirmation number.
Yes, I am.
That confirmation number is C as in Charlie 265-505-025. And give me a moment while I notate the account and get you transferred over to that supervisor in that fraud department.
I want to know what it was. It's cleaning supplies.
That's hello, sir. Hello, hello, Mr. Reed.
Yes. Yeah.
That when you look at your bank statement, your bank is never going to provide the name of that company. They're going to provide the name of that merchant for that company. However, when I was going over the charge with you, I stated that the name of that company was called the Online Electronic Discount Store, and that charge for $67.32 came from when that company charged you for that $125 voucher along with that membership that came with that company, and it also came from that charge from February the 24th. From where it looks like you paid $7.95 for a KitchenAid set, and that, however, that $7.95 wasn't a shipping and handling charge. That was an entry fee to enter that sweepstakes with that company in order to win that KitchenAid set.
Well, I explained. So anyway, the bank's not going to pay for it, so I guess whatever. They canceled my credit card.
Yes, sir. That is totally fine. Once I get the account notated, I'll get you over to the supervisor in the fraud department today.
What are they going to do?
Get you your money back because you stated that it was fraud.
There's no money spent.
The money that was spent that came out of your account was $7.95 on February the 24th and $67.32 that was taken out of your account as well on March the 2nd.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is good.
It is. So if they denied the purchase, then it should be fine.
It is fine. You know what it was, Peggy? You know that $2 for that KitchenAid mixer? I think it's got something to do with that.
What, you answered one of those?
Yeah.
Well, you can't do any of that anymore.
Oh, shit, so long.
I don't know. Did you order a mixer for $2?
Yeah. There were people saying that it got them.
Yeah.
That they got it.
Have to just delete.
Hello, Mr.
Reed. Yeah. I'm getting this call transferred over to a supervisor in that fraud department. Please do not disconnect the end of this line until that supervisor picks up on the other end.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.